How to shift focus away from self-doubt in conversations. Have you ever been in a conversation where your mind races with thoughts like, am I saying the right thing? Do they think I'm incompetent? Or I'm going to embarrass myself? If so, you're experiencing the common yet debilitating phenomenon of self-doubt in conversations. This internal critic doesn't just create discomfort, it actively undermines your ability to communicate effectively, build relationships, and project confidence. The good news is that self-doubt can be managed, and your focus can be redirected toward more productive engagement. Understanding the roots of conversational self-doubt. Self-doubt in conversations often stems from deeper psychological patterns. For many, it originates from past experiences where communication led to negative outcomes, perhaps being criticized, misunderstood, or rejected. These experiences create neural pathways that trigger anxiety when similar situations arise. The brain's amygdala, responsible for threat detection, goes into overdrive, interpreting social situations as potential dangers rather than opportunities for connection. This heightened state of alertness causes what psychologists call attentional capture. Your focus becomes trapped by internal fears rather than external realities. You stop listening to what others are saying because you're too busy monitoring your own performance. This creates a vicious cycle. The more you focus on self-doubt, the worse your communication becomes, which then reinforces the belief that you are not good at conversations. The high cost of self-doubt in professional and personal contexts. The impact of self-doubt extends far beyond momentary discomfort. In professional settings, it can cost promotions, business opportunities, and leadership roles. Research shows that professionals who struggle with conversational confidence are 40% less likely to speak up in meetings, 35% less likely to negotiate effectively, and significantly more likely to be overlooked for advancement opportunities. In personal relationships, self-doubt creates barriers to intimacy and authentic connection. When you're preoccupied with how you're being perceived, you miss the subtle cues that build rapport and understanding. Relationships become transactional rather than transformational, as you're constantly performing rather than being present. Strategy 1, mindfulness and present moment awareness. The most powerful tool for shifting focus away from self-doubt is mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about redirecting your attention to what's actually happening rather than what your fear-based thoughts are telling you might happen. Grounding techniques: when you notice self-doubt creeping in, bring your attention to your physical senses. Notice the feeling of your feet on the floor, the temperature of the room, the sounds around you. This sensory anchoring pulls you out of your internal narrative and into the present moment. Breath awareness: your breath is always available as an anchor point. When anxious thoughts arise, take 3 conscious breaths, focusing on the sensation of air moving in and out. This simple act creates space between the thought and your reaction to it. Labeling thoughts: rather than getting caught up in self-doubt, learn to mentally label it, there's the doubt story again. This creates psychological distance, allowing you to observe the thought without becoming it. Strategy 2, cognitive restructuring and thought reframing. Self-doubt is often fueled by cognitive distortions, thinking patterns that twist reality. Learning to identify and reframe these patterns is crucial for shifting focus. Challenge catastrophizing: the mind often jumps to worst-case scenarios. Ask yourself, what's the actual evidence that this will go badly? What's more likely to happen? Practice realistic self-talk: replace "I'm going to mess this up" with "I'm prepared, and I can handle whatever comes up." Shift from perfectionistic thinking to progress-oriented thinking. Focus on contribution, not performance. Instead of worrying about how you're coming across, focus on what value you can add to the conversation. This externalizes your attention and reduces self-consciousness. Strategy 3, active listening as an external focus tool. One of the most effective ways to shift focus from self-doubt is to become genuinely curious about the other person. Active listening transforms conversations from performances into explorations. Practice deep listening, focus completely on understanding the other person's perspective. Ask open-ended questions, paraphrase what you're hearing, and look for the emotions behind their words. Listen for learning, not responding. Most people listen while formulating their response. Instead, listen with the intention of learning something new. This creates natural pauses that reduce pressure and improve comprehension. Use the 70-30 rule: aim to listen 70% of the time and speak 30%. This ratio naturally shifts focus outward and reduces self-consciousness. Strategy 4, preparation and practice for confidence building. Confidence in conversations isn't just about mindset, it's also about competence. The better prepared you are, the less room there is for self-doubt to take over. Conversation preparation: Before important conversations, identify your key points and potential questions. This doesn't mean scripting everything, it means having a clear framework that reduces uncertainty. Practice in low-stakes environments, build your conversational skills in situations where the stakes are low. Join discussion groups, practice with friends, or engage in social situations where you can experiment without pressure. Develop a conversation toolkit, build a repertoire of questions, transition phrases, and active listening techniques that you can draw upon naturally. Strategy 5, body language and vocal techniques. Your physical presence significantly influences both how others perceive you and how you feel about yourself. Certain postures and vocal patterns can actually reduce self-doubt physiologically. Power posing. Research shows that adopting expansive, open postures for just 2 minutes can increase testosterone, confidence hormone, and decrease cortisol, stress hormone. Before important conversations, take a moment to stand tall, shoulders back, hands on hips. Vocal grounding. When nervous, people often speak too quickly or too quietly. Practice speaking from your diaphragm. This creates a richer, more confident sound that feels more authentic. Eye contact balance. Maintain comfortable eye contact enough to show engagement but not so much that it feels intense. The 50-70 rule works well. Maintain eye contact 50% of the time while speaking and 70% while listening. Real-world applications across different contexts. These strategies apply differently across various conversation types. In professional settings, focus on preparation and active listening. In social situations, emphasize mindfulness and curiosity. In difficult conversations, combine grounding techniques with clear communication frameworks. Professional meetings, come with specific contributions prepared. Use active listening to understand others' perspectives fully before responding. Networking events, focus on learning about others rather than impressing them. Prepare a few open-ended questions that show genuine interest. Personal relationships, practice vulnerability alongside the techniques. Sharing that you sometimes feel nervous can actually deepen connection and reduce pressure. Long-term mindset shifts for sustainable confidence. Beyond immediate techniques, cultivating certain mindsets creates lasting protection against self-doubt. Embrace imperfection, understand that no conversation is perfect. The goal isn't flawless execution, it's authentic connection and mutual understanding. View conversations as experiments. Each interaction is data gathering. What works? What doesn't? This curious approach reduces the stakes of any single conversation. Develop self-compassion. When self-doubt arises, treat yourself with the same kindness you'd offer a friend. Recognize that everyone experiences doubt, it's part of being human. Conclusion. Shifting focus away from self-doubt isn't about eliminating it completely, that's neither possible nor desirable. A healthy amount of self-awareness keeps us attuned to social dynamics. The goal is to prevent doubt from dominating the conversation. By practicing mindfulness, reframing thoughts, engaging in active listening, preparing adequately, and using confident body language, you can transform conversations from anxiety-provoking performances into opportunities for genuine connection. Remember that the most memorable conversations aren't those where everyone was perfect, they're those where people were real, engaged, and present. Your ability to communicate effectively isn't determined by the absence of doubt, but by your capacity to acknowledge it and then redirect your attention to what truly matters, the human being in front of you and the value you can create together.